This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police say a speeding bus carrying mostly laborers rammed into a container truck on a highway in central Pakistan, killing at least 33 people and injuring 40. The accident happened on Monday, and the bus was traveling between one city and another in eastern Punjab province. Police say the exact cause of the accident was not clear. The passengers were traveling through the homes. And to celebrate the upcoming Muslim holiday, deadly accidents are common in Pakistan due to poor road infrastructure and disregard for traffic laws. German officials are defending their preparations for flooding in the face of the raging torrents that caught many people by surprise and left over 180 people dead in Western Europe. But they concede that they will need to learn lessons from that disaster. Efforts to find even any more victims and clean up the mess left behind by the floods across a swath of Western Germany, Eastern Belgium, and the Netherlands continued on Monday as flood waters receded. The downpours that led to usually small rivers swelling at vast speed in the middle of last week had been forecast, but warnings of potentially catastrophic damage did not appear. They found their way to many people on the ground, often in the middle of the night. U.S. businesses operating in Hong Kong should reassess their operations and decide if the risk of operating there are worth the reward. That's according to the president of the American Chamber of Commerce in Hong Kong. In an interview with the Associated Press, Tara Joseph said companies in Hong Kong are caught in the middle of the between the U.S. and China. Her remarks followed an advisory issued by the U.S. government on Friday warning businesses about a risk in the former British colony. Relations between the U.S. and China have deteriorated amid a trade war and mounting tensions over Chinese moves to curb political dissent in Hong Kong. This is VOA News. UK Vaccines Minister Nadhim Zawawi said that the public must remain vigilant on Monday as England dropped nearly all coronavirus rules. Speaking to British channel Sky News, he said the changes were an important step by the government, but it's still expected that people would wear masks. Many are deeply worried about the UK government's decision to go ahead and shelve social distancing at a time when virus cases are on another rapid upswing. Businesses and ravers have been jubilant about many health experts fearing the government is overly confident in the vaccine rollout. Nearly 400 Iraqi protesters took to the streets of the capital city, Baghdad, on Sunday to demand an end to impunity in the country for the killing of protesters and activists over the past 2 years. Organizers said that the march, which coincided with International Justice Day on July 17th, aimed to pressure Iraqi authorities to investigate crimes involving the deaths of protesters and political activists. Campaigners calling to end impunity in Iraq organized several marches in various capitals around the world. In Baghdad, protesters marched to the famous capital's famous Tahrir Square to voice their demands. Protesters said that they were demanding reforms to the justice system, including the release of activists jailed in politically motivated cases, and it was also a call for accountability for all those involved in the killing of protesters. Asian shares fell Monday across the board amid deepening pessimism over rising COVID-19 infections in the region. Oil prices dropped further after oil-producing nations agreed to raise production limits. Benchmarks sank in Tokyo, Hong Kong, Sydney, Shanghai, and Seoul, while European markets opened lower and U.S. futures also declined. Experts are saying Indonesia has become a new epicenter for the pandemic as outbreaks worsen across Southeast Asia. Meanwhile, some athletes have again tested positive for COVID-19 at Tokyo's Olympic Village, with the games due to open on Friday. Jeff Bezos may have been beaten to space by rival Richard Branson, but the billionaire American businessman is now poised to make history next week aboard what would be the world's first unpiloted suborbital flight with an all-civilian crew. Bezos, the former CEO of Amazon, is due to be part of a four-person crew for a planned 11-minute ride to the edge of space on Tuesday inside his company Blue Origin's New Shepard spacecraft, another milestone in the potentially lucrative space tourism sector. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.